Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm really excited about our guest today. I have Caroline Belinska with me today, and Caroline helps everyday people fast-track through the stress and confusion of creating an e-commerce business so they can make huge profits and have a business that runs on autopilot while they can live their life without financial stress. The founder of the number one marketing service for newbie Shopify stores and the host of the Winning with Shopify podcast, she mentors merchants looking for that edge in business. It is my pleasure to welcome Caroline to our show today.
Hi, Belinda. Thank you for having me here.
Great. Well, I'm excited. I know that everything to do with e-commerce, it's changed so much, and Shopify is such a really great platform, and yet many people aren't even sure how to sort of make their way into that. But before we get into all those great details about the kinds of services that you provide, why don't you fill in some of those gaps of your bio? Tell us a little bit about your journey and how did you get to this point?
Wonderful. Thank you. I actually love your podcast for exactly this reason. Being in your happy place is my number one goal in life. And I really decided that about 6 years ago. I'd been saying it for years and years. And 6 years ago, I put my foot down. My background is I left school when I was about 16, became a hairdresser, did that for many years, had a hairdressing salon. I've had so many businesses over the years, about 13 different businesses. And about in my 20s, I always said, I'm moving to Europe. And I always had different businesses based in Melbourne, Australia, and I could never leave. And my last business I had, I was booked out sometimes 2-3 years in advance. I had a wedding, like a bridal hair and makeup business. I had a big team of people, very successful. All my friends were, you know, thought I was the most successful person. And I was, you know, I was living the perfect life. But inside, I wasn't really happy. And I was always just wishing to get out of Australia. I just was ready to go. And I couldn't leave because I had this business that kept me there. There was so many. I actually was meant to go to New Zealand twice and I couldn't go because of work. So I had canceled last minute. So all of these great things that were meant to happen in my life didn't happen while I actually looked like I was having the perfect life. And about 6 years ago, I met a guy in Spain and decided I was just selling everything. I just bought a new car in Australia, so I had this brand new car. And 2 weeks later, said, I'm leaving Australia. And I just left everything behind. I literally gave everything I had away, sold a few things, but most things I just gave away because I was leaving almost straight away. And my friends thought I was crazy, but I knew that that was what I needed to do. And my friend said, when are you coming back? And I said, never. I'm getting on this flight and I'm never coming back to Australia. I've done that. I love it, but I had to go. So that's why, Belinda, I really love your podcast, because working from your happy place, I think, is something that more of us need to do in our lives.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, when I sat down and really thought about the title of this podcast, because I wanted it to be successful, obviously, but I really sat down and thought, what is it that people are really searching for? And we spend so much time working. I mean, working is a big part of our day, our life. It's how we make an income to do the other things we want, to provide for a family. So we should be doing something that we love, that makes us happy. And yet, I would say 80% of people probably are unhappy in their current job situation. So that was why we really sat down and I thought, what is it that people are striving for? And that's why we came up with that title. And I always love it when people are living that out loud. So it makes me so happy. And that took a lot of guts. And that's what I think. You know, when you look at the things that help you be successful, that took a lot of risk. It was took some guts. But I'm sure that at the core of that, I'd have to say there was, you believed in yourself because you had already achieved success.
Definitely. And I think that, yeah, guts comes into it, but I think that everyone needs to find that thing in not just having guts to do it, but having that feeling inside. I think that that also, too many of us get to that point, and not me, I don't do that, as you can tell, like it really did take guts. But some people, I think to themselves, I don't have that inside me. They might be listening to me thinking, I don't have that. But as long as you've got something in your stomach telling you it can be different and I'm willing to try, I think that that's what everyone needs to work with and listen to.
That's really important. I agree completely. So tell us then, how has the business shaped your lifestyle today?
Yeah, so I actually had my first e-commerce store about, don't even want to say, about 13 years ago now. I'm about to turn 40, so it just makes me realize that I am getting quite old now. So about 13 years ago, when e-commerce was a completely different space, I had my first e-commerce store selling shoes. I've got very big feet, so I did large size lady shoes, which that in itself, if you listen to any of my, I would talk about it on other videos, and that very funny that I was selling shoes, and I found out that about a third of my business were actually men buying shoes for themselves, which I wasn't intending on doing, but I realized this is where my feet fall into the category of shoe size. And I started the business for myself, and that's why now when I talk about people starting any sort of business, I always say to people, you should do something that you're passionate about, because I do believe that to wake up in the morning, you need to have that passion. My friends ask me, how do you get up in the morning when, you know, days are not great, or you want to go to the beach because it's such a beautiful day? Or I've got four stepkids. I look after four stepkids. My partner's got a very, very demanding job, so I do quite a lot with his kids, and I'm always busy, but I find time to work on my business because I love what I do. And e-commerce is an area that I think is very easy for a lot more people to get into. So I went from having a bridal business where I had to be with customers every single day, face-to-face. And when I was sick, I had to see them. It didn't matter if I'd had no sleep. All of that didn't matter. Whereas with e-commerce, and now that I'm in the marketing space, I can work from home. So if I'm not having a great day, I can take the day off. Or if it's really sunny, I can work my schedule around it. And I think that's what makes my life better, for having that opportunity.
That's great. So what do you think are two of your skill sets that have really contributed to your overall success?
Understanding the human psychology. I think I'm doing a lot of training around that at the moment for my clients, where I talk about the psychology of how people buy and why people buy. And I've just naturally fallen into that space from being a hairdresser, and I always said I was an underpaid psychologist. So definitely that space, understanding the way people think. What's my second one? Yeah, I don't know. What else is there? I think my skill set is just being passionate about business. I think that's really what it is. I'm really passionate about business, and I love it. I always have. I grew up with it and with my dad, and I just love business. I think that it's such a great space to use your brain.
I think it's exciting, too, and you don't hear a lot of women honestly give that answer. Like, I love this, the art of business and making money and watching something grow and seeing it be successful and helping others figure out solutions to whatever it is they're trying to achieve. It just gets me really excited, and it almost doesn't matter what business it is. It just gets me really excited. I'm really passionate about just helping others figure out what it is they really want to do or what is their challenge. And I just love business in general. So, and you don't hear a lot of women say that. So I appreciate you saying that.
And that's why I think now at the moment, sitting in the marketing space and not actually having a full-time store of my own anymore, I think that's why I love it so much, because now I've got, at the moment on our books, we've got at least 50 different niches that we are dealing with. And some of them are in baby stuff. I've got one now, I just signed up the other day, in sex toy space. I've got another one that deals with clothing and like all these different fashion and makeup and things. So we've got all these different spaces. So it's nice to be across different types of businesses. And I find, like you just said, you just love business. I just love all the different aspects that each of those businesses has, something different that makes them sort of tick, and what works online in those businesses are different across all of them.
Great. So why don't you share one of your greater accomplishments, something that you're really proud of?
I have to say that I'm proud of motivating my clients to think bigger. I just had one the other day, this lovely lady, she's reached out to me recently, and she didn't feel like she could do it on her own. And she actually, as women, we tend to do that. Oh no, maybe I can't do this. Maybe I'm not good enough, or maybe I'm not ready to do that. Maybe I'll wait till next year. And this particular woman has got this fantastic idea. And I just said, no way, you are doing it. There is nothing else. You're going to concentrate on it and you're going to do it. And this morning, actually, she emailed me to say, this is after 2 weeks. She said, my website's live. I've done it. Here it is. She's made a beautiful video. The website's amazing. She had to do a logo. She's put up the whole site. And that is actually what I'm really proud of, is that me giving, putting my passion across to other people, making them motivated and want them to want to work harder, is what I'm proud of.
Very good. So then opposite of that, do you have a challenge or a situation that you faced? And then how did you work through that?
I'm in business. Every day is a challenge.
It is. That is for sure. Every single day. Like, I think that if people can start and just realize, okay, every day is going to come with its challenges, but I just need to work through those and find the best solutions and learn from those challenges, instead of being like, oh, like, I think everybody's waiting for it to be perfect, and there isn't ever a day that it's going to be perfect.
Never. So biggest challenge just this week, last week actually, I had two of our main people. One of them, she left. So this is team. And team, I think, is a really hard area. I've got some amazing team members. I have a lot of part-time team members. And then I had two of my main ones that I was really counting on. One of them, I don't know what happened. She'd really messed up in our business, made a huge mistake. I pulled her up on it. And instead of her saying, okay, I made a mistake, she literally just went berserk. And I was just like, me and the other girls were like, hang on a second. She made a huge mistake, which we would have been like, I wasn't going to fire her over it, but I wanted her to know that she did it wrong. And so she left. And then that same week, another guy that works for us, that's quite, you know, does quite a lot of stuff with me, he just sort of stopped answering, and we can't get hold of him. So maybe something personally has happened to him. We don't know at the moment, but he's sort of on and offline, and he's acting a little bit strange. That's the hardest thing that I've been through recently, is a couple of team members. And in the past, I had that in January as well. So sort of I'm looking at every 6 months having a couple of team members that, or one team member that becomes quite a problem in the business. But that comes with having such a huge amount of staff. I think that it's just part of it.
It is, but it is one of the, if I were to have to identify what one of my greatest challenges is, over a 25-year span of time, I still have to say that that ranks there, because I've had moments where I've had this awesome team and then everybody is just in sync. And then one of my really great team members' husband got transferred and then she left, and then we had to replace that. And actually, we were lucky that we got it replaced with somebody equally as awesome. So then you got kind of spoiled, but then you'll have that, like you said, every 6 months it feels like you're having a turnover. And I'm finding it more challenging in today's world, because younger people don't look at holding on to a job for 10 or 15 years. They're like, okay, I'm going to learn what I can from this so that this is my next stepping stone to my next venture. And that's exciting. And it's great that they have those attitudes. But for people running a business, it is challenging to constantly be interviewing people, training new people, you know, finding new people. But also with that does come finding gems that just really want to take your business to the next level and help you do that and be part of a real team instead of just being employed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely hard. And I think that being delusional about it doesn't help. I think that's what I find with a lot of people, that they come to me and they say, oh, I want to set up a Shopify store. Or they come to me and say, I've set up a Shopify store 6 months ago and I'm still not making $1 million a year. Why not? And I say to them, well, what are you doing in your business? And literally they don't have any team. They're not doing any marketing. And I think, of course, you're not going to make anything from that. So we can't be delusional expecting, like you said before, waiting for everything to be perfect. It's not going to be. We just have to work on it. And it is worth it in the end. I would not have it any other way.
Right. So what does working from your happy place mean to you?
Working on my terms and not being locked in. I've got a lot of illnesses with my stomach, and I'm constantly in the situation where I think, oh my God, if I had to go into an office today and sit at a desk, I would have to die. So my happy place is being able to move between my desk and moving between either a beanbag or a chair or somewhere else. So that works for me. And fitting in my schedule of my workouts around the kids. Yeah, I think it's the simple things. And then, you know, going out for coffee when I want to is also a nice little added bonus that comes along with that.
Yes. So for our listeners out there that are not familiar with what Shopify is or how that works, do you want to just give some explanation of that and maybe a couple of tips that you have for those that do have Shopify accounts?
Yeah, so Shopify is a great platform if you want to sell anything online. If you have a store already and you want to sell online as well, the great thing is that it's completely out of the box. So you literally can set up in a couple of hours, have a basic website up, and you don't need to spend a lot of money on having a graphic designer. Like the old days, you'd have to have someone build out your website. So that's where it's really fantastic. And it's super simple. I've got some training videos and literally it's a couple of hours and you can have it all up and running. Some tips: don't spend too much on setting up your website straight away. I think anything over 5,000 when you've got a limited budget, 5,000 on a website is too much to begin with. And you could actually do it for free by doing it yourself. And then what are some other tips? Marketing, getting traffic and understanding, I think, the key thing that people are missing out on. And this is across businesses. This is not just a tip for Shopify stores. This is a tip for business. It takes about 14 touch points for someone to buy from you. Now, if it takes 14 touch points, that might be Instagram post, a Pinterest pin, it might be an email or two, it might be an ad. So all of those things add up to about 14 on average. So some people are buying from you after one time, some are taking 25 times. But the point is that people that think I'm going to run one ad and I'm going to go in front of, let's say, 1 million people one time, and oh, I didn't get all my sales, so that means I'm going to stop doing that ad because that ad didn't work, you have actually failed yourself. You need to get in front of those people on average 14 times to get them to purchase. So giving up is only going to make you fail. So make sure you get people onto an email list so you can email them more and more times, meaning that you touch their, you get into their inbox, which means that you have one of those touch points each time. So that would be my biggest tip, because that is the part that I'm seeing most people let themselves down with in any business of, hey, I don't know why I'm not getting the sales, or I'm not getting new coaching clients, or I'm not getting new people coming to my gym or my whatever it is, my services, anything. It's because you're not getting in front of the same person enough times.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I also think that there isn't there's so many people out there that are helping create ads or doing advertising on Facebook and such. And I just think that finding that right person who actually really knows what they're talking about, because they would tell you that. But when people are just trying to do it themselves, or they don't really understand how it moves out and how you have to keep doing it and, you know, slow at first and then increasing as you see results, I just think there's a whole sort of system to it that even people that say, oh, we create ads, don't really know what they're doing. That's definitely been our experience over the last 7 years of trying to make this work online.
Belinda, if I told you the stories I hear from my clients that come to me, one girl, she spent, the company got her to spend $20,000 on ads. This is a new business, yeah? She didn't have a job. $20,000 on ads. She invested all of her savings into it, and not including what she paid them, and literally got, I think, a couple of sales from it. And they just kept telling her, but next week you'll have more. Next week, just keep trusting us, trust us, trust us. And when I saw her website, I said, hang on, you don't even have an email capture form. So they can send you all the traffic in the world, but no one's actually signing up for anything. And her email wasn't, her website wasn't set up properly. And I've got so many stories like this. It's exactly like you said. There's so many so-called Facebook ad experts out there that just give the most terrible, terrible advice.
I know we could sit here and probably spend a whole hour on a podcast talking about some of those stories, but that one that you just said breaks my heart. But I think over a period of years, we would see, like, we had learned some things, and of course we learned along the way to capture emails and then do different things, but it was like, it has just been a one and done. Like, we go out there, we run ads, and we have some success. But a lot of that is also from just how many years I've been doing this and are in the list that we have. And so everybody claims, like, at first, oh, yeah, wow, you're really good, or they're doing their job. And in reality, they're not doing their job at all. We just have a really good following. And soon as that sort of runs out, they don't know anything else to do. And mm-hmm. I've been through this at least 5 different times. So we're very happy with the person that we have now, but it took a lot of trial and error. It took learning enough about it. To anybody else that's listening to this, is I just thought, well, that's not my wheelhouse. It's not something I'm really good at, and I'm going to hire people that are good at it because I'm good at doing that. But I would say this is, you need to at least be knowledgeable enough to know if somebody actually knows what they're talking about or not. And that's what changed for me in this last year, is I was able to recognize pretty quickly that they really didn't know what they were talking about when I was interviewing people or talking to people, because I'd already been down that road with people. And finding the people that, the person that we did now, is really exciting. But that was a 7-year journey in finding that. And I just... people think it's overnight, and it just really is not.
Well, I can give one piece of advice for that. If anyone's out there and they're still not sure, what you just said, Belinda, is know what you should be looking for. One piece of advice I can say is that if you speak to a Facebook ad expert and they talk about getting you a lot of traffic, the number, and they just talk about that number of, hey, we got you a lot of traffic, then watch out. Because it's not about the number of people that come to your website, because I can get you 1 million visitors tomorrow, but they're probably not going to be the people that are ever going to buy from you. They're probably, I don't know, 50-year-old men that are on the, you know, I don't know, in Australia we call it the dole, like
prowl.
So they're not going to be buying from you. So yeah, if someone's telling you that they're going to be bringing you traffic, the numbers of people, then that's when you have to sit up and listen. Because while they can't guarantee any sales, but they can talk in different sorts of numbers, the type of traffic, the type of people they're sending to your website. But if it's just numbers, then that's where you get wary, because that's when they're just going to be sending anyone to your website just to show you in Google Analytics, look, you got 1,000 people yesterday. Why didn't you actually convert them? Not my problem.
Right. That's really good advice too. So in keeping with that, what advice would you give to others wanting to be an entrepreneur and stepping out of that comfort zone? What advice would you give to them?
Think about who you're selling to. I always say that when I I've got a program and I say in there, the first thing you have to decide is either who your customer is or what your product or your service is that you're selling. It's one or the other. Sometimes people will say, oh, I am a yoga instructor, so that's what I want to do. Fine. Or they might turn around and say, oh, I know that mums that have just had a baby and they need to lose weight. Then you know who your customer is. But you need to know one of those first, and then you have to work on the other part as well. So, for instance, if you know that your product is that you're a yoga teacher, or you know that you are a coach, or you know that you want to sell shoes or you want to sell handbags, then what you need to do is say, hang on, who are the people that want what I'm selling? And really understand who those people are. Then once you get that together, go for it. Once you've done that, just go for it. I cannot stress enough just jumping in. There's a lady called Mel Robbins that has been around for a couple of years, and she talks about the 5-second rule. And really what the rule comes down to is, if you think of something, take action within 5 seconds. If you don't take action within 5 seconds, that's when you procrastinate and that's when you don't get something done. And I think that's why I have had so much success, because I'm a crazy person and I just do things. And my mom always said to me, she said, I love the way you just do things. You think about it for a second and then you go for it. She said, you never overthink anything. And I think that's why I've had the success that I've had. So that is a piece of advice I'd give, is just go for it.
Great. So what new or exciting things are you working on that you think our listeners might benefit from? And then please let our listeners know how they can find you.
Okay. I've actually got a lot of different things going on at the moment. One of the things that I've got going on, which I'm loving, is influencer marketing. It's a space that about a year ago I was thinking, okay, everyone needs to be doing some of it. So I decided to put together a summit. I had 18 guest speakers and I interviewed these 18 people. They're all video interviews. People have given me presentations, and I'd sort of gone into it going, yes, I've done one of these before, so this is great. It's all free. It's all online. Anyone can watch this absolutely for free. And by the time I finished doing all these interviews, I was just blown away. And Belinda, you know, you interview people regularly, but I did this intense, like 18 different interviews just around influencer marketing. And by the end of it, I was like, wow, even I learned a lot from that. And since I put that together, everyone's just been blown away by it. Just the content that's in there, the lessons that people learn is amazing. I've got influencers talking. I've got Shopify merchants talking about their stores and how they got the success that they got, and all different tools available for people to use. And I'm actually in the process of putting together the 2020 version of that. So there'll be another 18 videos coming out in the next month or so. So if anyone wants that, then please go and download it. It's for Shopify, because some of the apps are for Shopify. But generally speaking, anyone that wants to know about influencer marketing, definitely worth watching, completely free. And that's really something that's exciting me at the moment and working on at the moment.
Great. And where can they find that at, or where can they find you?
Yeah, so that's called the Social Media Influencer Summit, and that's at winningwithshopify.com/summit, S-U-M-M-I-T. And they can find me over at my podcast, Winning with Shopify, or at our marketing agency for Shopify merchants, and that's justaskparker.com.
Very good. Well, thank you so much. This has been absolutely delightful, inspiring, and everything in between. So thank you for being my guest today. And yeah, that's been awesome. And I just want to remind everyone listening so that you don't miss any one of these really exciting interviews, because they're all loaded with such great inspiration, gold nuggets. I like to call those one little tip that you walked away, that gold nugget. And every single podcast has at least a one gold nugget, I promised. So I just want you to subscribe to it so you don't miss a single one. So just go and look up Work From Your Happy Place, click subscribe, and there you go. You'll never miss a single episode. And if you love what you hear, leave us a review. We always love those. So Caroline, thanks once again for being with us today and being my guest on Work From Your Happy Place.
Thanks, Belinda. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.